ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
So like this, the drops of mercy are coming down, but the ocean of mercy is Krishna. But the spiritual master is considered the personification of the mercy of Krishna because he brings the mercy. The most merciful form of Krishna is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he's in the form of a devotee, liberally giving his own mercy. So the sadhu is prepared to give mercy, but those who are puffed up, they won't accept the mercy. Now it's not necessarily true that a poor man is not puffed up, but generally he doesn't have anything to be puffed up about. So generally he may be very humble. And a poor man also, if he's proud, then people can kick him down very easily. So it's better for him to be humble. A rich man, he can do anything he likes, at least theoretically. There's some story, there was one, previously the king in Nepal had absolute powers. So there's nothing you can do to him. So one time his brother was found going around at night in the city, in Kathmandu, taking down all the old ornamental lampposts, which are worth a lot of money. Taking them down, he wants to sell them. After all, he's only the brother of the king of Nepal. He's not the brother of the, Nepal is not such a rich country. So someone saw him, and they wanted to arrest. He said, "Oh, I'm the king of..." So he made some sarcastic comment. So that person was put in jail. He's a criminal, but he can do whatever he likes. Just like Sanjay, they used to call him Rajputra. This Sanjay Gandhi, he could do whatever he liked, he could do during the emergency time. Very dangerous figure. No one used to go to see him with their daughter. It was very dangerous, because he would immediately take for enjoyment. So, in that position, someone has some power, he becomes very puffed up. There's a saying that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. It may be that someone is very good, very humble, very nice, but he gets some power, and then he becomes ferocious, like a tiger. Sometimes we see in our Krishna conscious movement also, there's some humble devotee doing very nice, humble service, and then they're given some position. Then all of a sudden, they become like Stalin. Sometimes we see like that. Because they're humble when they have to be humble. When they get some power, then they become very dangerous. So it's said that power corrupts. Actually, power doesn't corrupt. Only the corruption is there within the heart, and the opportunity brings it out. So we may say that poor people are very humble, not necessarily so. If they become rich, then they may become puffed up like anything. And often we see that. Often we see that someone, they're from a poor family, but then they get some money and they become so puffed up. And they don't want anything to do with their old relations. And they think, I'm a very great person. They become very puffed up. So the general point here is that if you're by karma, if you're poor, then you may not be so puffed up. Generally, you may not, because it's not socially conducive for you to be puffed up. If you say anything to anybody, they'll immediately slap you. What will you do? If a rich man slaps you, what will you do? Nowadays, of course, they'll get the Mazdur Sangh and make some riot or something like this. People's rights. But even then, if you bring the whole Mazdur Sangh, it's not as influential as one Tata or one Biela, because they have money. Money talks, as the saying goes. Money screams. Doesn't just talk. You can do what it... If you have money, you can do whatever you like. Practically, in this country, it's like that. Practically, you can do. Even they may make a show of... By hook or by crook, you get money. Harshad Mehta. He got money by hook and mostly by crook. And he can do whatever he likes for some time. He's in prison. Now he's out again and he's enjoying. So this is the situation. That if you're poor, then you may be a little humble. And then you can... receive the mercy of the sadhus. But there's another saying, Sanskrit, that's from some Sanskrit poetry. Daridra dosho guna, what is that? Daridra dosho guna rashi nashi. One who is poor, they lose all their qualities. Because if you're poor, then you'll steal, you'll cheat, and everything else. So it may be the other way. So this is not an absolute statement. But the statement is being made that generally, someone who's very rich, they tend to be puffed up. And they can't accept the mercy of a sadhu. We see sometimes rich people that superficially they make a show of receiving sadhus. Just like now we have this kirtan party that's come from Vrindavan. And they're going to all rich people, and the rich people will give some flower garland and 100 rupees dakshina. But they don't want to take it. They're not giving any pravachan because they don't want to hear anyway. It's simply a social arrangement that you will come, we will give some dakshina, some donation, and you will sing some song, and you don't tell us anything, and we won't change our lives. This kind of sadhu they like. Actually, this is cheating. We shouldn't go to people without speaking. Unless you speak something, you're simply cheating. It's all just a big... The sadhu is doing his sadhu show. He's playing the good sadhu. And the rich man is playing the pious rich man. It's all just a big tamasha. There's nothing real there. The real sadhu must speak. If he doesn't speak, then he's not properly a sadhu. He should say something. Give some instruction. You should also chant Hare Krishna. Should worship Krishna. Follow these principles. Surrender your life to Krishna. In this life you may be a rich man, but in your next life you may be a worm in stool. You consider. And even if you are Indra, Chandra, which you won't be, but what is the use? Material life is all useless. What is the value of your having so much money and your child, your daughter is prostitute? The rich men's daughters especially, they're prostitutes. Means they're all going with the young men and fashion show, beauty contest, all this nonsense. So they should speak something, but they don't want. They don't want to. They're puffed up. They can't hear. Anyway, they can give some donation. We can build a temple. But then having built the temple should be for preaching Krishna consciousness, not for making some bhakti show. That already is going on. Why? We can't imitate. We already have bappas and babas and so many. Why should we try to imitate? We are a poor imitation. Krishna conscious movement, our specific characteristic is that we're not simply some play the harmonium, sing a song and make a show. We're not like that. Krishna conscious movement is meant for preaching Krishna consciousness, that why are you rotting in material life? That is sat. This is Narad Muni. He came to see the sons of Kuber. Kuber is pretty rich. He's the treasurer of the demigods. He's a rich fellow. But Narad Muni did not hesitate to curse his sons, to chastise, "You rascals," for their ultimate benefit. He didn't think, "Oh, Kuber's a very rich man, I'll get some money from him." He didn't need his money. He didn't think that, "Oh, that's nice, you do that, and afterwards you can come out and we'll sing some Jajik Singh bhajan, and then you can give us some donation." He didn't say any such thing. He said, "You fools and rascals, you're in the Ganga. Ganga is meant for purification, but you're simply performing sinful activity, you rascals. You like to be a tree? You like to be naked? Then you become a tree." So this is sadhu. We're reading about Narad Muni, real sadhu. He doesn't compromise. He speaks the truth. Therefore he's glorified. He's glorifying Krishna, therefore he's glorified. If you simply glorify materialistic people, then you are considered to be Shvavid Varahoshtra Kharai. According to Bhagavatam, Sangstuta Purusha Pashuhu, those who glorify men who are like animals, They themselves are animals, just like hogs, dogs, camels and asses. So this business of glorifying materialistic people, this is the duty of animal-like people. The sadhu should glorify Krishna. This is the duty of a sadhu. He has no other business than to glorify Krishna. This is the meaning of sadhu. So, those who have nothing to lose, they may be more interested to hear. A poor man has nothing to lose. A rich man thinks, well, if I follow this sadhu's advice, then, you know, all this maya, I've worked so hard to get all this maya. I've worked so hard to get all this money, a nice home, and my prestige. And what will people think if I chant Hare Krishna? What will people think if I wear tilak? But a poor man, he hasn't got anything to lose. No one cares for him anyway. So if he chants Hare Krishna and puts on tilak, people will insult him. Anyway, people are insulting him. So he's got nothing to lose. That is the advantage. Although, sometimes you see even the poor man, he's attached to what little he has. It may be that a rich man is not attached. He gives it up. And a poor man, he may be attached to, so he has some house made out of some bamboo poles with some polythene sheet. But he's attached. My home. Someone else may be very rich and non-attached. But generally, the poor man is not attached because he knows that the police can come and chase him out of his little plastic sheet home anytime. So the tendency is to be not attached. So this is the point, that one should be open to the mercy of sadhus. Open heart. One should be ready to receive the message of sadhus. If one has many material attachments, he's not prepared to hear the message of sadhus. That's why we see even in our Krishna conscious movement, there are so many nonsense things going on. But people, they don't like to say because they're attached. There's so many, some cinema music they're advertising, and people living in the ashram as brahmacharis, so they don't get up in the morning. So many things. They're living just like materialists. They may even, sometimes they may be going outside to see the cinema or watching some video in the temple. I don't know here, but in other places it may be going on. There are such cases. But if you say, no, they won't like to listen because they have their arrangement. It's a very good arrangement to live in the temple and people will respect you. Sadhu Maharaj, you don't have to do any work. All you have to do is make a little show. People give some donation. This is all cheating. It's not bhakti. It's not. Prabhupada didn't go to the Western countries and preach and give his life and his blood to make some show of cheating. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to say, Shaligram Dwara Badam Bhanga, means you take the shaligram and you use it for breaking the nut. He said it's just like this attitude, that we shall use God for our sense gratification. Just like you'll find in Vrindavan there are so many temples right on the road. You're in the bazaar, you'll find one temple. Why they're putting the deity, you're just walking in the street and the deity is this much distance from you. Why they're putting that? Because so many people are going past, they'll call, hey, take dasha. Dasha means you have to give at least 10 paisa. And if you give 10 paisa, if they catch 200 people a day, that's 20 rupees. That's enough to maintain themselves. So like this, they're simply, the whole purpose of installing the deity is to make some money. Not a trace of bhakti. Simply they want to take advantage of people's sentiment to maintain their body, which is, anyway, the body is fit to be eaten by dogs and jackals. But they want to maintain their body by making a show of bhakti. And then they'll put some sign, Prachin Mandir. It's a very old temple, because people think an old temple is better than a new temple. Very historical temple. So much cheating is going on. So Narad Muni, he wasn't a cheater. He didn't, when he saw this Nalakovara Mani Griva, he didn't say, oh, you're rich men's sons. Okay, very nice. Do whatever you like. Give me some donation. He told them directly, you're rascals. You're fools. You deserve to be trees. All right, you become trees. It was straightforward. That is sadhu should do. Others in materialistic, in material life, you may say, you may make some diplomatic compromise, but a sadhu, he shouldn't do that. A sadhu should speak straightforwardly, speak the truth. People may like or not like. If they're sincere, they will like it. This is the point. Here, Narad Muni is speaking about those who are poor or those who are rich, but the real point is, who is sincere? They will listen to the message. Those who actually desire their topmost benefit. Of course, a great sadhu like Narad Muni, even they're not sincere, still he gives them their topmost benefit by cursing them, and then later on they get the chance to directly associate with Krishna. So that is the great benefit of a sadhu. Even if when he speaks directly, that is his sincerity. Even if you're insincere, he will tell you you're a rascal. That is his sincerity to tell you, and that will help you. It's difficult preaching, no doubt. If you speak the truth, people, they may not take it very nicely. In fact, they may beat you with a stick. Sach bole tomare lati. If you speak the truth, people will come with a stick to beat you. Still, it's the duty of the sadhu to speak the truth. We have a good arrangement. It means we have Prabhupada's books. We can distribute the books where they'll get full. If anyone opens the book, they'll get a full bomb blast. Sometimes they come looking in the train. What's in your bag? Any bombs? Yes! We have bombs. Prabhupada's books. They will blow your material consciousness to pieces. More dangerous for the materialist than this bomb made out of dynamite. Because that will simply blow your body to pieces. But anyway, your body is going to die sooner or later. And you'll get another body. But this will blow your material consciousness to pieces, and you won't get material consciousness anymore, because you'll get spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness. So this is very dangerous for those who are materially attached. But actually it's for their best benefit. Bomb can also be good. Dynamite was invented, actually the idea was some purpose, for mining purpose, by Mr. Nobel, who made the Nobel Prize, Peace Prize. So this bomb also can be good. We have a good bomb. Means these books, in which Prabhupada is giving the message of Krishna consciousness straightforwardly, clearly. So at least in India, people have some sentiment that we like Bhagavad Gita, so you can distribute. And when they get that, they'll get a full blast. Prabhupada's Gita as it is. Impersonalism, demigod worship, material attachment, everything is just blown to pieces. Actually, Krishna, how he speaks to Arjuna is very strong. He tells him, from the very beginning, he tells him that you're simply a fool and a rascal. Kutastvam kashmala medam vishame samupastitam anarya jishtam asvagyama kirti karam Arjuna. He said, you're speaking like a rascal. How is it possible for you? You're coming in such a nice family, but your speech, anarya, is not fitting for you. It's simply the cause of your downfall. It was not the cause of your elevation. So from the very beginning, he tells him that you're simply Navadanti Panditaha. He says, those who are learned, you're speaking as if you're a very big pandit, scholar. But those who are pandits, those who are actually learned, they don't speak like this. In other words, you're a fool. You're talking like you're a big pandit, but you're a fool. So from the very beginning, Krishna just gives the truth as it is. Namang dushkutino murha. You don't want to surrender to me, then you're a fool and a rascal. So this applies to everybody. Now, Krishna, he's the original sadhu. He is sat, satchidananda. He is the reservoir of eternity, knowledge and bliss. We are also satchidananda. So sat, he speaks the truth. is the duty of a sadhu. Sat chabda sadhu vachakaha. That what is the true speech that is which is spoken by sadhus? So Krishna speaks the truth, and Prabhupada, being a true sadhu, has given the truth in his books, no compromise. This is the Bhagavat cult. So we have to be very careful. You see, in Vallabh Sampradaya, it's very prominent here in Gujarat, they also give much importance to Srimad Bhagavatam. But you'll find in the beginning of Bhagavatam, Dharma Projita Kaitava Atra, here, cheating religion is kicked out, Srimad Bhagavatam. But we find in Vallabh Sampradaya, the same cheating is going on. Simply, Guru is coming, giving some so-called Brahma Sambandh, taking some donation, no instruction. It's all cheating that's going on. Vallabh Sampradaya Guru means it's very wealthy. He must be very, his family, very, very good business, very wealthy people. So it's all cheating in the name of religion. It's all going on in the name of religion. So it's not that simply if one is in a good sampradaya and one has speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, no. You have to see, what is the motive? What are you doing? How are you actually serving Krishna? That we have to see. So we have to be very careful to keep our Krishna conscious movement very pure. Stick to the principle which Prabhupada taught us. Nowadays there are so many compromises, Hare Krishna. It's easy, you can say, well, for the sake of preaching, we should adjust because more people will come. Well, so what? More people will come. More people will come. You speak all nonsense, so many people will come. But there should be quality. We want quantity, but there must be quality. So many people will come, but if they don't change their life, what is the value? Nowadays, you see, I got one letter from one prominent sannyasi in our movement who's saying that, well, actually, it's not so bad if the devotees, they can go to the cinema and then you can discuss afterwards if they, what's the Krishna conscious perspective and what is this nonsense? The cinema means all nonsense. If you have time, how much is a movie to take? 1.5, 2 hours, 3 hours? 3 hours. At that time, you should be discussing Bhagavatam. You should be outside distributing Bhagavatam. Of course, in the Western countries, they have many of these like intellectual movies, which they stimulate your way of thinking and this and that. But it's without knowledge of Krishna, what is the value? Without knowledge, otherwise, there are so many books you can read, which are very intellectual books, and they stimulate your thoughts. But without knowledge of Krishna, it is simply via some tirtham. It is a pilgrimage place for crows. That is the conclusion of Bhagavatam. So we should be very careful. Otherwise, you know, it's okay to go to the cinema. Maybe some, you can see which movie is a good movie and then you can discuss it from the Krishna conscious perspective. I can discuss any movie from the Krishna conscious perspective without going to see it. Just nonsense, that's all. Just a waste of time. I don't have to see it. It's just all rubbish. Without knowledge of Krishna, well, how painful. What a pain for a devotee. If someone has attraction to Krishna, to watch materialistic people do whatever they're doing on the screen, whatever it may be, shooting guns at extraterrestrial beings or whatever they're doing, however exciting or interesting, it's just all rubbish. What is this? What's wrong with these people? They're not chanting Hare Krishna. It's painful. Can you imagine? It's like some torture. You have to sit for 3 hours watching some movie. There's no discussion of Krishna. In our temples, we're discussing Krishna. We already did that. Come on. I mean, who hasn't been to see a movie? Who hasn't watched TV? We've had all that. We rejected that. That this is useless, worse than useless. Now we want Krishna. Now we want Bhagavat Katha. Now we want to chant Hare Krishna. I mean, if I had more time, it would be nice. There are so many books I have to read. And if I had more time, you can chant so many bhajans and chant Hare Krishna. We want more time to chant Hare Krishna, not to go to the cinema. Materialist, he wants more time so he can go to the cinema. Devotee wants more time so he can chant Hare Krishna. So don't make any compromise. Don't be bewildered See, even, sorry to say, some, it may be that some ISKCON sannyasi even may talk some rubbish. It may be. If they say, we should all go to the cinema, it doesn't matter who says it. It doesn't mean, it's not the name or the title. If you speak rubbish, then it's just rubbish. That's all. Finished. We should stick to what Guru Sadhu Shastra. We have to follow what is given by our founder Acharya and stick to that. And understand there's Krishna consciousness and there's Maya. And we should follow what is Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti means Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam Vandanam, Dasyam Sakyam, Atma Nivedanam. This is the process of Krishna consciousness. So we should always engage in activities that are bhakti anukul, that are favorable for advancement in devotional service, and not engage in activities that are not favorable. And if anybody recommends us to engage in activities that are not favorable, you can say, Hare Krishna, if you like, you go to the cinema, I'm not going. I'm going to chant Hare Krishna. So, Hare Krishna, let's finish then. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Any question? We often find this when someone wants to introduce a compromise. They say, "Well, at the present day," as if you know things have changed so much that we have to change Krishna consciousness. Not really changed, just changed. Not really changed, just changed. What's the difference between really change and change? Many senior devotees or any devotee, junior or senior. Why you want to learn? You should learn by now. You're senior. You should teach. You have to teach. You're senior. If there's one devotee who's teaching properly, you take from them. Don't need many. Should be many, but even one. If one speaks the truth, it's enough, isn't it? You should learn. If you haven't learned by now, what hope is there for you? These are very basic things. Krishna conscious behavior, what to do, it's very simple. You learn that within the first 3 days you join the movement. Rise early in the morning, attend Mangalarti, chant your rounds. These things you learn. And then there is fine points of Shishtacha. Gradually you can learn. But by now you should have learned. How many? You're he's like, how many? 25 years? What is it? No. How many years are you in Krishna conscious movement? Since your childhood, huh? 23 years. So I mean, if you haven't learned by now, well, you know what you should do? Punarapija. Next life. It's difficult, it's true. In Kirtan, there are so many. Now they have this cinema song, Radha Ramani Hari Bol. It's simply a cinema song, that's all. The name of Krishna is there, but none of our acharyas sung such a thing. What are you going to do? They don't like to listen. They don't. Such people, they don't come to class. They have no interest in philosophy.
For the last 15 days, no class, no class.
So, it's like I say, it's a big show, that's all. And if you say, my response to the many silly things that are going on in the name of Krishna consciousness in our movement is to personally speak about these things, instruct my disciples if they like to hear, and write books. I'm writing books. My next book should be that Vaishnava etiquette book, in which the biggest chapter is on kirtan, in which all these things are discussed, in which Prabhupada actually, following in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, put most emphasis on Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is the Maha Mantra. There are so many other things you can chant, but most important is Maha Mantra. So this we should put most emphasis. And other things you can also chant, songs of the Acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then which tune you should sing, all this kind of thing. I have to make one cassette to go with the book. What is the Mangalarti tune? What is the Sandhya Arati tune? You can come, join me for that. It's very simple actually. Now also in Mangalarti they introduce some other Hare Krishna. That's also the morning melody, but it's not what Prabhupada taught us to sing. So that's some introduction. Another thing you'll see in Vrindavan, they have at Mangalarti, this Vibhava Rishesh, which is not for Mangalarti. This is, they're singing in the darkness. This song should be sung at the time of dawn. It's not for Mangalarti. It's too early for Mangalarti. They're singing Vibhavari Shesh. Vibhavari Shesh means the moon has finished. Alok Pravesh. The sun is coming. But it's not. It's still completely dark. So it's the wrong time of day. Certain songs have to be sung at a certain time of day. Also that Udila Varuna Purababa. You have to sing that at the dawn. Not in the night time. One time when one devotee was singing that in the evening, Prabhupada stopped him. Why are you singing? It's the wrong time of day. So there are so many things to understand. So this is my peaceful response. What can you do? We're not going to bring a machine gun into the temple room. When people start singing Radhara Manahari Bol, just, you know, okay, that's that problem finished. They're not going to sing it anymore. Not in this temple. We're not going to shoot them dead. But you can at least put in the book. One thing, if you don't mind, you're doing, I've told you also, Prabhupada was very, very upset. It'll be in my book, if you can read the book when it comes. He was, every time anyone sung, Bolo, Hare Krishna, he would send someone, stop that kirtan. More than once, Jayapataka Maharaj taught, he was doing, Prabhupada stopped him. Then again you'll find Harikesh Maharaj told this, that there was one kirtan going on in New Mayapur in France. Prabhupada was sitting in his room and Prabhupada said, what's that they're singing? And Harikesh said that, well, they're chanting Hare Krishna. Now, what are they singing before? And he couldn't hear. And he was listening. And then just he heard, he was the lead singer and all the, you can't hear. So he was singing Bolo. He said, don't tell them to stop singing Bolo. He said, don't add anything to the Hare Krishna mantra and don't subtract anything. He was very strict about that. And one thing he Prabhupada disliked even more was Bhaja Hare Krishna. Prabhupada didn't like that at all. Bhaja Hare Krishna. Yeah, you see, people, they sing so many things. They're just by imagination. Jaya Radha Krishna Seva Pabo. What does it mean? This is Bengali. What does it mean? Jaya Radha Krishna Seva. If you put Jaya at the beginning of it, it becomes meaningless. There's no meaning. Jaya Radha Krishna Seva Pabo. How, Jai what? You're saying, I would like to have the service of Radha and Krishna. If you put the word Jai there, it has no meaning. That you can put Braja, although it's not in the original song. It's already understood. Because Radha Krishna Seva is in Braja. But this tendency just to invent something. There are so many things. Prabhupada taught us to sing this Jai Jagadisha Hare at the end of Keshava Drita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha three times, and someone likes to sing two times or four times. They always have to do something different. Why? Why they have to do different? And then everything will be different. You'll come back in 10 years' time and they already Hare Krishna mantra, well, it's out of date now. We don't, and that was for 1970s when Prabhupada was here. Now we have to, it's already done. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sampradaya, that Charandas Babaji, Radharaman Charandas Babaji, he's saying that, you see, Hare Krishna mantra, we shouldn't chant out loud. So he invented Nitai Gaur Radhe Shambhaja Hare Krishna Hare. He invented Japa Hare Krishna. He invented some mantra. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, one of his principal followers, he said, after Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur passed away, he said, from now on, no more chanting Hare Krishna. Still they're going on, one branch of the Gauriya Mutt. They won't chant loudly Hare Krishna. Now they made some kind of compromise. Before they sing Gai Gaura Madhur Sore because it's in the song. And then we're not chanting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is chanting some speculation. You have to be, once you bring speculation, there's no end. Therefore, I'm always emphasizing, just you, what Prabhupada has given, you take that. Follow that. Don't change it. If you change it, you're going to have problems. People have so many ideas. We'll spread Krishna consciousness like this. We'll spread Krishna consciousness like that. But what about Harinam Sankirtan, distributing books? All these, the same thing. You don't have to change. You don't have to invent some new method. Just the same things. Bhaja Krishna, Balo Krishna, Karo Krishna, Shiksha. Once you change it, it all becomes useless. The potency comes in following. Just like the electric current comes through the copper wire. As long as the wire is connected, then the current comes through. But if you disconnect, or if you, instead of putting copper, you put some lead, it's theoretically connected, but the current doesn't come through nicely. So spiritual life is very simple. But if you want to change this and change that and different idea, I've got a better idea, and you become a worm in stool, that's all. In the name of bhakti. And that we're seeing. We've seen some sannyasis in our movement become actually demons. By behavior, just demons, that's all. Because they don't want to accept what Prabhupada says. So be careful. Yeah, small question, but the answer may be very big. Small question. What is the purpose of life? What is the purpose of life? Only six words.
During the time of Prabhupada, he has not made his glasses right in front of ladies. Like in Hyderabad or in Vrindavan.
No, so many temples, so many temples. No, in Delhi temple, Prabhupada's Vyasa son was in front of the deity. In any constructed temple, it wasn't like that. In Lajpat Nagar, Prabhupada's, it was just a tiny room, and Prabhupada's absolutely right in front of the deities. And so many all over the world. Mayapur, Prabhupada is directly in front of the deity. Yes, exactly facing. I mean, it's long distance, the same distance here to there. That Hyderabad, because that plot of land was given, just that shape was like that. Vrindavan, it could have been designed differently, but it wasn't. Bombay also, the design was like that, although Prabhupada didn't actually sit in that temple. It was open just after Prabhupada left. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. His divine grace.